As mortgage rates have risen in recent weeks, thousands of would-be borrowers have been running into trouble. Some simply waited too long and missed out on historically low rates, but others feel cheated out of the chance of a lifetime by a mortgage industry swamped with customers. Some borrowers are accusing lenders of intentionally delaying applications. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Earlier this summer, Linda and Dylan Kalkhurst of Apopka, Florida, were house hunting as fast as they could. Dylan works in publishing, and Linda runs a roly-poly sandwich franchise. And while money was a bit tight, with rates so low, they decided to buy a bigger house in a better school district.
Put a for sale by owner sign in our front yard, started doing open houses, and sold our home for asking price in 10 days.
A broker had told the Kalkhursts he could get them around 5% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, but then rates started rising.
Every week that went by, we're hearing people say the rates are going up. You have their brokers going, the rates are going up. We actually drove by a broker up the road, and you know what he had on his marquee? The train is leaving the station. We just looked at each other. For fear of not crying, we laughed.
Within just a few weeks, the Kalkhursts settled on a new house that they liked, but they say they wasted some precious time at first with two different brokers who verbally promised rates they couldn't deliver. And by the time they finally locked in, their rate was 6.5%. That means $250 more in monthly payments than they'd budgeted.
We're thinking, oh my, that's just like a punch in the gut. It's going to be difficult. We're going to have to spend less and work a little harder.
The common wisdom is that if the Kalkhursts had gotten a rate lock in writing sooner, they would have had a better rate, but maybe not. It turns out that even many borrowers who had legitimate rate locks have been losing their low rates.
By our estimations, there are thousands of people whose loans' rate locks have expired in recent weeks.
Keith Gumbinger is vice president of HSH Associates, a mortgage industry research firm. He thinks most of the problem lies with the logjam that's been created over the past couple of months as people rush to refinance or buy homes after rates dipped to 45-year lows.
Borrowers, like swarms of locusts, went to lender offices to come fill out applications. There's only so many inspectors that can look at so many houses in a given day. The process, which might normally take 30 days, now suddenly takes 45 days or longer.
Those delays are costing customers their rate locks. The mortgage industry hired more people, but it still wasn't enough. Some of all this isn't the lender's fault, but in some cases, borrowers suspect foul play.
We just felt that they were misleading us and deliberately stalling.
Amy Williams is a cell biologist with Millennium Pharmaceuticals outside Boston. She and her husband were trying to refinance their home through the company Amerisave, but kept running into delays even a month and a half into the process.
So they finally admitted that, okay, yeah, now we have the appraisal, but now we need this, that, and the other thing. Oh, we didn't realize this was a two-family property, and now we're going to need a copy of the lease. All bogus claims. It was written on the application that this was a two-family house.
In the end, Williams lost her rate lock, and she's hired an attorney. She now wonders whether the employees at Amerisave were just incompetent or whether they never locked in her rate, hoping to profit if rates fell further. Amerisave has documentation showing that Williams' rate was, in fact, locked in. The company says a delay by a third party was responsible for the lock expiring, and a spokesman says delays affected less than 10% of recent Amerisave applications. But this case aside, it is likely that at some other companies out there, customers got burned because their broker or loan officer was in effect gambling with their mortgages that rates would go down. Keith Gumbinger.
I would be lying if I said to you that there were not pricing and locking games that were played every day. Certainly a broker could turn to you and say, okay, you're locked in, and sit on that application for a couple of days under the belief that interest rates will fall. It doesn't happen at every firm. Not all firms tolerate it.
Consumer complaints about the mortgage industry are up across the country. Some state regulators are already looking into the issue and taking action. New Jersey's Banking and Insurance Commissioner has put lenders on notice to honor rate locks or stop taking new applications if they can't meet their obligations to customers. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.